Gemara Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Hayois, we've chazed over a few times already in the first two Mishnayos, that the whole gedder of Tmura, where the lav is and where the din is, that it's chalos Tmura in the other behemoth, is all exes akosuf. Lav dafka that we could explain logically every one of the details over here. Each detail is not that of exes akosuf. Ein mimirin, it's impossible to shaft the lav and the creating the chalos Tmura. Eivorim, that means if somebody would try to make a bimkoim, a hachlofa, tmura, of an eiver of a behemoth chulim beuborim of hegdish. What he's saying is, regel behemoth chulim zu, tehe tmuras uber koidish, shebemei behemoth zeh. The kedush is not chal on the eiver of the behemoth, on the regel of the behemoth, veloi uborim beivorim. Let's say he wants to take an uber of, obviously, an akeva, behema of choyl, which is an akeva, and he wants to be magdish the uber shebemei behemas chulin beivorim. What he says is, uber behemas chulin zu, tehe tmuras raglo shel behemas kodesh zu. So the uber is not kodesh. Veloy eivorim vi uborim, neither one bishleimim. Veloy shleimim behem. Basically, we're excluding Evarim and Uborim from any Yachas to Pashas Tmura. It's important to note that from the fact that the Mishnah puts in this context, complicated, convoluted context, of Tmura Uborim, would be mashma that the Mishnah has as a Hanoch, as a given, that Kedusha can be Chal, Kedusha's Behemah can be Chal on Uborim. Person could be Magdish, he has at home a behema, a nekeva, he can be magdish the uber sheb me'er. That hanocha is not poshut at all. We'll see more about that in Yitz Hashem later on, the second perek, and so on. So we'll leave that for there. Hakabanim, this is the din what's negated to tmura. On this, the Tana Reb Yosi has an objection. Reb Yosi aimer, mimirin evorim bishleimim. The kedusha of tmura can be chal on a eved. That means if he says regal behemah zu of chulin te tmuras behemah kodesh zu, the kedusha of the karban shlamim that he was meimirin will be chal on the regal of behemah. By the way, well, let's add something. There's a concept that's called hispashtus. Hispashtus means that if a kedusha saguf is chal on a chelik of a behemah, it'll spread to the rest of the behemah. This has to be explored exactly where this comes from and what it's about. When he's being magdish a vorim, according to Rabbi Yossi, he's really ultimately being magdish the whole behemoth. So Rabbi Yossi says it could be done. V'loy shleimim be'vorim. That means if he says behemas chulan zu te tmuras raglo shel behemas kodesh zu, that he can't do. Obviously, it needs an explanation. If you want to be mafkia from Pasha's Tmura, Evorim, Uborim, you can understand. Maybe it's only Chal, a Sholem, Bisholem. What would be the rationale behind separating which one is the Meimer and which one is the one that the Tmura is Chal on? Am Rabbi Yossi, Valoi Bimugdoshim. Hoimer Raglo Shelzu Oilo. Let's say he says, he takes a Behemoth Chulim, and he says that the regal of this Behemoth should be an Oilo. And again, like we just said, that's the given over here, that this is Pashtus, that's Mispashtetes B'chol HaBehema. The Makor of this is a Pasuk, the Gemara says, the Pasuk in the Pashtus that we're learning there, the Pashtus B'chol says, Kol HaShayitim Imenu LaShem Yiyah Kodesh, which means, Kol HaShayitim Imenu, it's going on a Behema, all of it from what's given. The way the Gemara reads the Pasuk is, L'chayr, it should say, Koil asheyitein mimenu lashem kodesh. What's the year? Koil asheyitein mimenu, from the behemah lashem, year is chal on it, it creates a new kodesh. The year means there's a new havayah, there's a new creation, new chalois hagdish, which is a chelik of the behemah creating memela, the kedushas pashto, in the whole behemah. L'maisi, you look over here at the Mefarshim, based on the Sugis HaGemara, there's a major machlokes Tanoim, whether this klal of Poshto, Hispashtus, is true. Remei and Reb Yehuda hold that if a person's magdish an aver of a behema, only that aver is magdish. Obviously, you're not going to be able to bring the animal as a carbon, because you can't bring a carbon of an animal that has a leg that's an oilah. So you're going to have to figure out what to do with it. We'll have to see that later on. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold, no, we dash the puzzle where we just read it, and then the kedusha is mispeshetes b'chola behemo, and it becomes a regular carbon. Whatever was chal on the regular is chal on the whole behemo, and it becomes a carbon oilah, etc. That being said, Rabbi Yossi l'shitosoi, tain is like this. V'haloi. B'mugdoshim ha'im ragla shalzu oilah, kuloil, like we said, it's poshto in the ganze oilah. So kedushas behema, kedushas aguf, kedushas karbonis is chal on a regal. Af kishiyemer raglo shalzu tachazu, when he says that the regal of this behema should be tmuraze, there's a new type of chalois kedusha, which is chal on the whole behema. So the same way poshta works legabi a regular straightforward agdosha, it works also legabi the agdosha of a tmura. Now this concept of being magdish and aver and the kedusha is mispashetes is true legabe an aver, not legabe an uber. So you notice Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue on the other din that the kedusha can't be chal in tmura of an uber, only legabe an aver. Now Rabbi Yossi's taina is that tmura is the same thing as the regular kedusha. One could argue on the tzuchtel and go with the anocha that we made. Then not all the gedorim of regular kedusha and behemah is chal legabe tmura. Tmura is exactly like also. So it could be the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakam is a tmura dika machlokes. It could be Rabbi Yossi is proving his point from his pashtus of a regular kedusha as behemah. Maybe the Tanakam doesn't hold of it at all. So this is a discussion Rabbi Senu Achreinu had. When you look at the Rav, all he finishes off over here is halok ketanakam. The gabe that's a malok is not mavur what the machlokes actually is. So one point is worth making. You look at the Tesis Yom Tov, makes this point. Again, it's discussed a lot in Achronim. Biskirov over here. There's also a Michtov that's brought, a discussion between Rabbi Menachem Zemba and Rabbi Chonon in Kovet Shiurim, in the Chelek Beis, and he has a Michtov on Omid Pei Aleph, where there's a back and forth legabe exactly what the Machlokes is. Well, one point let's make. And that is that even those that argue on his pashtus, when a person is magdish, the regal of a behemah, are maskim that if a person is magdish, an evish and a shomat tluyaboy. We have this concept in Erichin, legabi, when it's called that he's being marich the whole person, when you marich the foot of a person, so you're valuing the foot. A person can live without his foot, so the foot has a certain value. There's no Erichin, there's no that type of symbolic value we learned then doesn't have a chalois, like gabi a regal of a person. But let's say you marich the heart of a person. A person can live without a heart. So you're really discussing the whole person. So evish and neshama tluya, but the same thing is true, like gabi hispashtus. Hispashtus, if a person is magdish, the lave of a behemoth, the tanakam is moida, the Gemara says, or anybody that's chalik on hispashtus is only gabi a regal, but not like gabi an evish and neshama tluya. So you could argue and say that the Tanakhama will agree with Rabbi Yossi that this concept of Tmura works legabi Evish and Neshama Tluyaboy. He's only Cholik legabi the concept of his pashtus because he argues legabi a regal. Conversely, Rabbi Yossi, like we just said, is Moide by an Uber, and the reason for that is Achreinim say it's even in Hilchas Dovish Lebal Olam and Nesivis and Simon Reish Tes. That's where Achreinim talk about the concept of being selling an Uber Shibamei Behemoi, being Mekadesh and Isha, Abbas, the person wants to be give to a father Kiddushin on the daughter that's Bemei Ishtoi. A lot of cases in Shas of Adovish Lebal Olam is also on an Uber Shibamei Imoi. So, Legavi Hegdish, we see the Uber as ultimately having its own identity. The Behemoi, the Shibamei Imoi, we don't look at only as an Aver that's part of the mother. We look at it as something that'll have its independent identity as a behemoth when it's noilad. Therefore, there's no hispashtus. Hispashtus is only when it's part of a whole. An uber is in the mother, but an uber is independent b'midah mesuyamis, and therefore there's no hispashtus. That everybody agrees. So maybe the machlokes is only a regal with all the parts of the behemoth. The nusach that's discussed over there in the michtav, like we said, between Menachem Zemba and Rabbi Chonon is
a nusach that's more tmuridik, which means that Rabbi Yossi is tining that avazoy vait that the hispashtus will be magdish the whole behemah. That's called that the tmura was in the whole behemah. That means forget. Everybody holds that in order to make tmura, the tmura has to be in a behemah shlema. The shal is what's called a behemah shlema. Heyos is a din of hispashtus being meimir on a regal of a behemah. That's what Yossi's point is called hispashtus on the whole behemah. And the Tanakhama argues on that. He says seif kol seif. Right now you are meimir on the regal of a behemah. That's not called being meimer and a whole behemah. Everybody holds a need to be meimer and a whole behemah. Shal is whether hispashtus is called tchilas kedushaso or it's just a process that takes place memelo. Once the kedusha is chal lechel the behemah, the kedusha spreads, but not that was his etzem maisak dosha. Therefore, the legabe tmura, the Torah never said that you could be meimer under those circumstances. That's the Mishnah over here. Now the Mishnah is going to be is going to go off into a bunch of cases that have the same, the way Mishnayos do, that have the same model. The model over here is where a chaloiz din in a certain area of halacha doesn't create a ripple effect. A could be chal, but A cannot create B, even though B could be chal onto its own, but A can't create B. The dogma of this is going to be, the reason why the Mishnah brings it, is because we have in the Mishnah, hey, v'loy t'mura oisa t'mura, one t'mura, which becomes a carbon oila, can create another carbon oila. So we have each behemoth can be humor by itself, but one doesn't create the other. So we're going to have a few other dogmas to that, starting over here. Ein ha-meduma midameya el lefi cheshvin. Meduma is the term that's used in Mishnayis for truma shenis arve b'chulin. It's similar to the word demai, which also means something which is a sofik truma, except that over here the sofik is not whether there was a hafroshes truma. It's truma that fell into, yayin of truma that fell into a chavis of chulin, or a grape of truma that fell into a pile of grapes that were chulin. The usage of the word midameh is an interesting makor, is that in Parshas Mishpotim, the truma is given a name in the Torah, Meleoscho v'dimacho, with an ayin. So the dimacho over here is called dema. Ein hameduma, that which has in it truma. We'll add. In every teruvis, always has bitl. We've learned in Chulin extensively, other places in Shas, that something which is min b'minah, there's always a klal of bitl b'roiv. Something which is min shaloi b'minoi, there's a klal of tam ke'iker, becomes bottle when the tam is no longer noticeable. The shear of that, everybody knows, is echad b'shishim. The regular milchiks falling into fleshiks, the shear of bittel is 60. L'maisa, chazal akdeshim u'misakin, that by truma as well as a few other different things, the amount of taruvis, it's not also b'mashahu, like we've seen, there are certain dvarm chamurim, like chomitz, avaydezorah, which asa b'mashu, that's mishnayis and avaydezorah. Over here we have the din, that bitruma, and the mishnayis and truma are full of the different variations of this din, is that it only becomes bottle be'echod b'meo. It has to be 101, one of the truma and 100 of the chulin. If you don't have that, so you have a whole barrel of wine, like we said, which a zor can't drink because it all has a shame of truma. So lemaisa, what would be, let's say, a little bit of that wine which is meduma, it's mixed together with truma, falls into another barrel. So obviously you have to reckon with that amount. However, we don't say that the first barrel of wine became completely osur and now you need 100 times the whole barrel. You only need it by proportion. So if in the first barrel of wine, which is, let's say, 20 ounces, there's 1 ounce of yayin nesach. So it's 1 to 20. You look at 1/20th of this barrel as of truma, and if some wine fell into the next barrel, you'll need by proportion to be mevatel that 1/20th. Let's say if 10 ounces fell in, you really only have a half an ounce of truma dika wine, and you only need 50 ounces to be mevatel it, and so on. That means that the first chalois doesn't asur up completely the first barrel, it just makes the first barrel also functionally. Mishnah continues the same vein. Ein ha-mechumetz mechametz el lefi cheshbon. This is also a halacha of truma. What you do is you have a dough which was nischametz al yedei
yeast, tsar of truma. Proper yeast can't become truma because it's a chemical. But we're talking over here about starter, like sourdough. So over here, the way they used to do it, they didn't use chemical yeast. They used what was from the dough itself. So from the dough itself, it was truma. If it's mechametz an isa, the whole thing becomes osa lazarm. It all has a shame truma. However, again, you don't say that the whole challah that you baked with the starter in it becomes kuli osa, and now if it gets mixed in, so you need 100 times as much. You need 100 times to be mevatel the original mechametz, the truma that fell in. It's important to point out, and before I should bring over here, that Mishnayis and Maseches Truma Perekei, there's a shita of Rebbe Lezer that argues on both dinim. This is the stomiest, the tanakam, the way we paskin. Rebbe Lezer argues on the halacha medume. He holds that there's a chalos shem truma medame that's chal on the whole chavis. Yeah, you need 100 keneged. The second halacha, Rebbe Lezer also argues, pashas is not the same achlokes. There's a idea that's called zevzeh goyrim. This is a mishnah in Orlo. And both of them are brought over here in the sugya on daf yud beis by Austin Tamura. The shita of Rebbe Lezer is that we see the second dough as made by the original mechametz and another goyrim. And mele, it has in it the koyach. That means a mechametz is not only also mitzad kamus, mitzad the being a piece of truma in a dough of chulin. That's not the siba ha'yseris. The siba ha'yseris is that the mechametz creates, it gives tzura to the whole dough. A loaf of bread is what it is because of a mechametz. So therefore, you can never lose the effect of the chametz. Even though there are other garmim in the creation of a loaf of bread, that which creates the leavening, the metzius of chimutz, is an important garmim, and you never lose that effect. So it doesn't become bottle. Now let's go on to the third one. Ein amayim shuvim poislam samikva el lefi cheshvin. The basic halacha of mayim shuvim is any water which didn't fall into a mikveh naturally. It's not rainwater that fell in. It's rainwater that was brought, or any type of water that was brought with a kli from one place to another. That's called mayim shuvim. It's possible for a mikveh. If you have a mikveh of aboyim so, you could add, which is what we always do. You fill up from a bor, you fill up a rainwater, and then you could have as much water coming in from any other source, from a pipe, as you want into the bar, as long as you have the mikveh intact. How much mayim she'uvim in a mikveh passels it, and then the mikveh thereafter blibes passel? This is a dinder abonim pashtus. The halach is three lugin. Three lugin in a mikveh before it was filled up renders the mikveh passel, even though you then filled up, rainwater came gushing in, and there's more than 40 saw of pure rainwater that wasn't bidei adam, it's still passel. There's a sub-din, which is really fleshed out in Mikvois, is that if there's a drip from different kelim that doesn't make a chalois paslus, this din of mayim shuvin on the mikvah, that thereafter you can't fill it up with 40 lugin of kosher mikvah water, natural rainwater. It's only if it fell in the sum of a lug. What the Mishnah means to say over here, lefi hacheshbin, is that it's only if a person poured from a kli that had a lug, and he poured three times, where each pouring of mayim she'uvim is a lug, that's a significant amount of water that then has a koyach to passel up the mikveh, even though the mikveh now has a barim so' of kosher and natural rainwater. However, if a person used four or more kelim, then we see each pouring in as insignificant. It does not create this chalois psul of mayim shuvim. The mikveh is therefore kosher. The wording, by the way, in Pshatova, the wording el lefi cheshbon over here is the amount of kelim, whether it's called an oyser, not lefi cheshbon of how much iser fell in. Different usage of the words. But it's also lefi a cheshbon. This is the pshat that's in the Gemara in the Mishnah. And again, over here also there's a day of chalekes. There's the sugya with these three deis chalkos on the dinim that are bestomis in our Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis. When you learn a brisk, tomorrow you get a chance to be Isaac a little bit in Arla and Truma and a Mikvois in the context of the sugya. And over here also there's a machlekes Tanakama with Rabbi Yossi ben Chayni. This shita is the shita of Rabbi Yossi ben Chayni. There is a Tanakama that that holds that shloishes lugim mayim shuvim poisim samikva, even if it falls drip drip from a bunch of different kelim. Lamaisa, when you look at the Rav has a different hatsah how to learn. This is not the pshat that's brought by the other mafarshim. It's a pshat. It's a gemara. It's a half-minute gemara. It's not clear exactly. The Rav brings us also in Meseches Trumas. We have the same Mishnah. There's another din in Mayim Shuvim. Again, like we said, it's all psul derabanan. And the same way we said that if it comes in minute amounts, less than a loik, so it could be a dozen pasul because it's not significant. There's another type of insignificance also. If the Mayim Shuvim was put into the mikveh, but not an empty bar, it was put into a mikveh where there's already a roiv of the mikveh. So you already have a roiv of the mikveh. You have 21 saw. 21 doesn't mean 21, it means 20.1. You have a roiv of the arboim saw, which is a little bit above 20. And it's also not water that was poured straight from a kli as Shuvim into the mikveh, but it ran along the ground. What's called, it's Baham Shocha. So then we don't see the influx of Mayim Shuvim as so significant to pasul the mikveh. Ve'chazal din pasul. That would also mean al pi cheshmin, lefi cheshmin, lefi the cheshmin of roiv of the mikveh being there. It's not the Pashto reading of the Mishnah, but it's a passable reading of the Mishnah. The Rav brings both pshatim.